Chapter 41. Wildcats. And to make it more scary, the sky was darkening up, and the lightning beginning to wink and flitter, and the wind to shiver amongst the leaves. This was the most awful trouble, and most dangersome I ever was in, and I was kinder stunned. Everything was going so different from what I had allowed for. Instead of being fixed, so I could take my own time, if I wanted to, and see all the fun, and have Mary Jane at my back to save me, and set me free, when the close fit come, here was nothing in the world betwixt me, and sudden death, but just them tattoo marks. If they didn't find them, I couldn't bear to think about it. And yet, somehow, I couldn't think about nothing else. It got darker and darker, and it was a beautiful time to give the crowd the slip. But that big husky had me by the wrist hinds, and a body might as well try to give Goliath the slip. He dragged me right along, he was so excited, and I had to run to keep up. When they got there, they swarmed into the graveyard, and washed over it like an overflow. And when they got to the grave, they found they had about 100 times as many shovels as they wanted, but nobody hadn't thought to fetch a lantern. But they sailed into digging anyway by the flicker of the lightning, and sent a man to the nearest house, a half a mile off, to borrow one. So they dug and dug like everything, and it got awful dark, and the rain started, and the wind swished and swished along, and the lightning come brisker and brisker, and the thunder boomed. But them people never took no notice of it, they was so full of this business. And one minute you could see everything, and every face in that big crowd, and the shovelfuls of dirt sailing up out of the grave, and the next second the dark wiped it all out, and you couldn't see nothing at all. At last they got out the coffin, and begun to unscrew the lid, and then such another crowding and shouldering and shoving as there was, to scrouge in, and get a sight you never see, and in the dark, that way, it was awful. Hines, he hurt my wrist dreadful pulling and tugging so, and I reckon he clean forgot I was in the world, he was so excited and panting. All of a sudden the lightning let go a perfect sluice of white glare, and somebody sings out, "By the living jingo, here's the bag of gold on his breast." Hines let out a whoop, like everybody else, and dropped my wrist, and give a big search, to bust his way in, and get a look, and the way I lit out, and shinned for the road in the dark there ain't nobody can tell. I had the road all to myself, and I fairly flew leastways. I had it all to myself except the solid dark, and the now and then glares, and the buzzing of the rain, and the thrashing of the wind, and the splitting of the thunder, and sure as you are born I did clip it along. When I struck the town I see there warn't nobody out in the storm, so I never hunted for no back streets, but humped it straight through the main one. And when I begun to get towards our house I aimed my eye and set it. No light there. The house all dark, which made me feel sorry and disappointed, I didn't know why. But at last, just as I was sailing by, flash comes the light in Mary Jane's window. And my heart swelled up sudden, like to bust. And the same second the house, and all was behind me in the dark, and wasn't ever going, to be before me no more in this world. She was the best girl I ever see, and had the most sand. The minute I was far enough above the town, to see I could make the towhead, I begun to look sharp for a boat to borrow, and the first time the lightning showed me one, that wasn't chained I snatched it and shoved. It was a canoe, and weren't fastened with nothing but a rope. The towhead was a rattling big distance off, away out there in the middle of the river, but I didn't lose no time. And when I struck the raft at last I was so fagged I would a just laid down to blow, and gasp if I could afforded it. But I didn't. As I sprung aboard I sung out, "Out with you, Jim, and set her loose. Glory be to goodness, we're shut of them." Jim lit out, and was a-coming for me with both arms spread, he was so full of joy. But when I glimpsed him in the lightning my heart shot up in my mouth, and I went overboard backwards. For I forgot he was old King Lear, and a drowned a rab all in one, and it most scared the livers and lights out of me. But Jim fished me out, and was going to hug me and bless me, and so on. He was so glad I was back, and we was shut of the king and the duke. But I says, not now, have it for breakfast, cut loose and let her slide. So in 2 seconds away we went a-sliding down the river, and it did seem so good to be free again, and all by ourselves on the big river, and nobody to bother us. I had to skip around a bit, and jump up and crack my heels a few times, I couldn't help it. But about the third crack I noticed a sound, that I knowed mighty well, and held my breath and listened and waited. And sure enough, when the next flash busted out over the water, here they come. And just a-laying to their oars and making their skiff hum. It was the king and the duke. So I wilted right down onto the planks then, and give up. And it was all I could do to keep from crying. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.